USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's been 50 years today since the launch of the first lunar mission that actually put men on the moon, Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong, Edwin Bud Aldrin, and Michael Collins set off on the 8-day mission to the moon and back on this date. A guest of honor at an anniversary gala a few days ago at the Ronald Reagan Library, Aldrin lamented the lack of continued space travel since that milestone mission.
50 years of non-progress. I think we all ought to be a little ashamed that we can't do better than that.
Today is also an anniversary of a Kennedy family tragedy, as on this date in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and her sister were killed in the crash of a small plane that John Jr. was piloting off the coast of Cape Cod. President Trump now ordering most steel and iron used in federal contracts come from U.S. companies. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees are reportedly being investigated after inappropriate posts turn up in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials saying the employees allegedly made jokes about dead migrants at the border and made sexist comments about Latina congresswomen. 62 of the workers in the probe are current employees. 8 of them are ex-workers. Officials say so far investigations into 2 of them have wrapped up and their cases have been handed over to CBP, I should say, for disciplinary action, but it's unclear what kind of action they'll face. One candidate for prime minister in the United Kingdom is drawing a line in the sand when it comes to the so-called special relationship. Boris Johnson says he would not currently back the United States if it took military action against Iran. U.S.-Iranian tensions have escalated since President Trump opted out of the nuclear deal with the Middle Eastern country. When he took office, the EU's been trying to de-escalate tensions in the Persian Gulf while condemning Trump, who's imposed sanctions against Iran and continues to try to keep Europe from trading with that nation. And Jennifer Lopez was able to finish her concert at Madison Square Garden last night when it was cut short Saturday by the blackout. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.